The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
All right, we're continuing with our discussion of that free book Peter Robbins wrote for Phenomena Magazine, Deliberate Deception, A Case of Disinformation in the UFO Research Community. But let me kind of cut to the chase here too, Peter. By putting in all these red herrings, misleading information, all this, what is the end result? Is Nick Pope casting doubt upon the event or just confusing us about it? Where is his end game? Couldn't he just say, I don't believe it, and that's it?
He could, but I think you got it. I think he is stirring the pot. He is adding layers of possible confusion to the story. In his chapter about the binary code, my sense was seeing him with a very straight face, looking at every single possibility. Is it a code within a code? He asks every question except for me the most obvious one. He never once even suggests or insinuates that there's even a possibility that this is a deception. And Nick is a smart guy. And he, of all people working in the field that he worked in for his entire professional life, that is a conscious omission. That's not like, oh, gee, I forgot to include that possibility. He is very sanctimonious and very kind of chin-rubbing and serious all throughout this chapter, never once acknowledging even the possibility that Jim has been deceived, and he knows better. For me, his job, so to say, is to draw attention to a very sensational and very remote possibility and put literally all of the focus on it. Time travelers from our future were responsible for this series of events in the UK. Let's look hard at that and let's get that translated and, you know, maybe it will be a message to save humanity. For me, it is all patently obvious that this is part of the deception. Take down as much as possible, discredit as much as possible a uniquely valuable book with something like, we have several hundred sources that we drew from in our 9 years of research. Nick doesn't have a single footnote or an annotation. He doesn't have a bibliography. There's no reading list. You simply have to take his word for everything. The index is woefully missing certain key subjects that are in the book but are not in the index. It is not a good piece of research. It is more a pop cultural kind of treatment of the subject. Again, we took almost a decade. They took 14 months. And there is nothing new in the book. The appendices shows the scans of the 16 pages of ones and zeros. It has, I think, three documents, none of which are electrifying. One or two other things. It has two drawings, no photographs. It's not much of a book, I'm sorry to say. And a lot of us were very disappointed because we hoped it would show more. We hoped it would give more. The events of the first night are very important. But again, John Burroughs, who was right there. And I should also say, for any of your listeners who know about the long and contentious relationship between Tennyson and Burroughs and Warren, it no longer exists between John Burroughs and Larry Warren. They are now friends. They spoke together on the stage of a conference just this past September in Woodbridge, England. They are now sharing information. John is completely out of any interest of working with Jim Tennyson or Nick Pope again, and he had some very compelling reasons for doing so. You know, Jim's story really is falling apart as far as I'm concerned, and especially if it's reflected in the statements, key statements, and anybody that wants can check it out for themselves on John Burroughs' Facebook page or contact him directly to find out if what I'm saying is accurate.
You know, listening to you, I'm getting the impression here that this entire house of cards of Rendlesham falls apart as a result of Nick's book. So let me ask you, since you came out with your, shall we say, rebuttal to it, because I guess that in part is what it is, what has his response been?
There hasn't been a response. In fact, as I think I mentioned to you when we first spoke about my returning to the show, I have asked literally every radio host or producer whose show I've been asked to appear on about this book to invite Nick or Jim or John, not so much John anymore now because we're pretty much in agreement, or Charles Hall. Nick has turned down every single invitation to do so and will continue to, and I don't blame him, because even in a moderated, civilized session, and it would certainly be that, I have no desire to have a fight with him in a public forum as much as to air our differences. He is never going to face me in a public forum because he would lose. He would lose very badly. I don't think that the case is falling apart at all. In fact, I think it's being strengthened because of what is coming out as a result of reactions to this deception. I will also add that although the written part of deliberate deception, even with Colin Andrews' very powerful epilogue, is under 100 pages, but the book is 450 pages. And the reason for that is because over the past 26 years, I have collected, along with my co-author, arguably, certainly one of the largest databases on the subject. And before Steve Mira had published the book for us in the UK, I had a talk with Larry Warren about adding several hundred pages of the documents that we collected, documents, letters, military memoranda, maps, drawings, every kind of communication possible. I think 50 pages of photos. And again, we are making nothing on this. All I'm doing is putting into the record and making available to anyone, as well as my commentary, the largest database of Rendlesham-related information ever released and probably ever will be released anywhere. And that probably includes the British government. What I invite people to do is read what I have to say. Read Encounter in Rendlesham Forest if you want to see if I'm exaggerating or in any way inaccurate or in any way being disrespectful to them or their research. And then spend the weeks, and it will take weeks, to go through all of the information that we have collected. I think even people who are knowledgeable in ufology and very aware of this case will be quite shocked at some of the information that we have put out there. I see it as the equivalent of a legal case. If after reading it, after reviewing it, you feel that I have established the points that I set out to beyond any reasonable doubt in legal terms, then please share it with others. And if you are at a conference or in a call-in situation, at an event or on a program that Nick Pope is taking part in, for your own curiosity, ask him questions that are easily accessible in that book. He should be called to account on this. You don't lie about other people's work in this and then make believe that, you know, you're telling the truth. It's not. It's completely unethical, is what it is. And again, if I sound in any way small-minded here or unobjective, then all I can say is read it for yourself. Again, I am profiting in no way from this. I gave away 700 hours of work. This has been an awful financial year for me, and in part, because I dedicated almost half of it to writing the best manuscript that I could with respect to people who I really do respect. Jim and John went through something awful, and I'm not talking about the event, but what was they were put through after the fact, like Larry Warren, but nobody more than Jim Pennison.
Let's break it here, and we'll go into more of that.
Yeah.
We have Peter Robbins here. We're talking about this new book, an e-book, free in 7 parts with a very long appendix with lots of extra material, Deliberate Deception, a Case of Disinformation in the UFO Research Community. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Peter Robbins joins us, and we're going to try to figure out deliberate deception about the disinformation he charges on the part of Nick Pope. Have you talked or had any communication with Nick Pope since your book came out?
You know, I haven't. I think it's rather poignant that I guess a week or two before I began to read the book, Nick and I exchanged emails, as we have for many years, and one of the things I always liked about Nick is he's got a great sense of humor, and we both have enjoyed, as the British say, taking the mickey out of each other for many years. And he wrote me an email on a day that he knew I was still in winter up here in Ithaca, New York, about the 80-degree weather and how lovely it was in his garden. And it was, you know, this is part of the fun of that kind of sense of humor. But as I started to read the book and I thought back on even just that brief exchange that we had had, he had already written all of these untruths. And I thought, good Lord, I could call him right now. I could call him after the show. And what am I going to say? Why did you do it? I don't think he'll answer me. Am I going to call him and call him names? Of course not. Again, this is a unique situation. I don't take it personally. I don't know how that sounds to you, but this isn't personal. Nick was doing what he felt he had to do, either of his own volition or because he was asked to or because he was ordered to. If he was somebody who was not so dedicated to the safety and security of his country, if he had not been such a loyal employee of the Ministry of Defense, and again, in his terminology, his government masters, yeah, maybe I would take it personally. I guess my only regret in terms of, besides the amount of time I had to take to write something I found very distasteful, but just very important, is that I really valued our friendship. And I'd like to think that he did as well. And that's gone now. I'm a very lucky guy in that I have a lot of real friendships. But I work at it. God knows you don't make money in this work. But I am very wealthy in terms of friends all over this country and to a degree all over the world. You guys know you meet some remarkable people in this work. And although, you know, Chris and I hardly got to spend any time together in Arizona, it was a great connection. And, you know, just the beginning of yet one more wonderful colleagueship in the work. And Gene, you and I have known each other at a distance for years. But I'm sorry for Nick. More and more people will read this work, and more people will ask him about it or not trust him.
You know, I want to ask you that, too. Doing what you say he's done here, How must he feel having done this, feeling that in a sense, he is betraying close friends. He is confusing people. He may be alienating some people as a result. What must his reaction be? Or, as you say, he's the good soldier. He does what he wants, what he must do for Queen and country. But then the other question here is, would he feel that when being called a disinformation agent, he has to strike back at some point legally, get back to you and say, you can't do this, here's my lawyer? Or does he stay silent?
Well, as far as trying to take legal action against me, I invite him to give it his best shot. There's no way it's going to happen. Number one, it would only cause more people to have their attention drawn to the cause of his protest, which would fall apart very quickly on a careful reading of what I have written. Again, you guys know you've read it or parts of it. It is incredibly specific, and I use only their own words and statements and actions to call attention, negative and positive. And there are some positive comments throughout the book, no question. Now, I would never dream of saying I know what Nick is feeling. I don't know, but I'll tell you what I would deduce. I think he is a sensitive guy, and I think he is a decent guy. And I think that he is probably hurting about this. And in a perfect world, I think he probably would much rather have not done what he did. That is purely my own subjective feeling. I can't prove it. I can't back it up. If I'm wrong, so be it. I don't think he's a bad person or an evil person. I think he's doing what he feels he has to do or what he was asked to do or what he was ordered to do.
Chris, you have some questions from listeners?
Not specifically on Rendlesham. We do have one question here from a new sign up at forum.theparacast.com. He calls himself Everything We Know Is Wrong. Interesting avatar name.
I agree with him.
Not everything.
He's wondering about getting Larry to appear with Peter on a show here in the future. And I'm just wondering, does Larry still do radio shows or talk about the case?
He absolutely does. Also be aware, though, that since the year 2000, Larry has been a resident of Liverpool, England. He is a true expatriate. So there are times when, especially for live broadcast, where it's just prohibitive for one or the other of us to be involved because of a work commitment or the time or what have you.
Right.
But, yeah, that's certainly possible. Absolutely.
Let me say this. We have the capability of calling him wherever he is in the world.
Yeah.
And we're happy to do it, and we're happy to spend a few pennies a minute, which is what Skype charges,
sure,
to make an outgoing call. If he has
Skype. We've had Larry on the show. We've had Jim and I think John's.
We haven't had Jim on the phone. We've had John Burroughs, of course. We had John with you on one of the episodes of the Paracast.
Oh, yes,
Peter.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And in fact, I mean, I'd be happy. I'm always glad to work with Larry. He's not just my co-author. He is one of my dearest friends. He's somebody I hold in tremendous esteem. He's one of the greatest guys I think I've ever met. He is a tough, no-nonsense, absolutely world-class figure, and every man at the same time. As interesting a show, and in some ways even more interesting because we've been paired up for a quarter of a century, would be a show with Larry and John Burroughs, who for decades, John attacked Larry's credibility and now is standing with him, and vice versa.
Well, you just booked the show, Peter. So what we can do here
I'd be happy to be back with any of these players again.
Yeah, we've had Charles Holt on the show last year, actually.
Charles Holt, I think, also would never appear on a show with me because if you read my chapter on him, he has been extremely deceptive and playing people against each other. And he is the only person who has ever told, as far as I'm concerned, outright fabrications about me in books and print. And I don't think he'd go up against me in a live forum at this point.
Well, he was one of the toughest guests we've ever had because I've never had so many single or two-word answers.
I agree. I wouldn't want to play poker with the guy, I'll tell you what. He has got one of the most implacable faces I've ever seen. And again, Charles Holt is an honorably retired United States Air Force officer who served in Vietnam, who, again, was both a witness and part of the establishment in terms of this case. And there is no question in my mind, any more than my pondering about Nick, that the position that Holt has taken with regard to my co-author has been influenced higher up the food chain. It's not purely something that, you know, he puts forward without any impetus.
Let's get on with another segment of the show with Peter Robbins. Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, so we're going to depend on you to set this up. Larry Warren, John Burroughs, Peter Robbins on the Paracast. Peter, you've got your assignment. Should you decide to accept it? And this
first
message...
John, although I think he agrees with my work overall, and he initiated a Facebook friendship some months ago, which, you know, might not sound like a big deal, but was, in that it was something that would have never happened before his sort of game change. But I, even at the very beginning of the book, I come down very hard on John, and it is literally always because of statements that he makes about Larry before he kind of crossed over into Larry's territory and became friends and colleagues, where he said things that were incredibly inaccurate, mean-spirited, mocking and sarcastic, and I include many of them in the book and call him on them. And I think, understandably, there's some hurt feelings there. I think you guys would be better at approaching John right now than me or Larry would. I'll certainly be happy to contact Larry and find out if he'd want to do the show and invite John. And if it's okay with John, of course I'd be glad to be a guest on the show as well. You know, again, we're dealing with very human issues here, as well as the most important damn case that I've ever been involved in.
You know, this is part and parcel of the UFO field in general, that you have backbiting, ill will, personal attacks, and all of it, of course, gets in the way of figuring out what really is going on. And you have people who switch sides. They're your friend, they're not your friend, And I've seen that in the years we've had the PowerCast. Mm-hmm. We started the show in 2006. It's now 8 years later. It's going to be 9 years in just a few weeks, where some of the people that I counted on as friends are no longer friends. They have other alignments. And I've seen that in the UFO field for several decades. And with all that nonsense going on, and in large part it is nonsense, how do we get down to the mystery of this? We're seeing here, just with Rendlesham, a very complicated series of events. We have different loyalties and different viewpoints, and now we have the situation regarding Nick Pope and your book about it. How do we sit together and find out what's really going on? Because in the end, we're not important. It's about the mystery.
That's right. That's right. It does have to get beyond the personalities. It's one of the reasons where I went to such lengths to lay out the undeniable and laboratory-confirmed physical evidence involved in the third night's event that Larry Warren was involved in. The physical evidence surrounding that encounter is more and better than the entire cumulative other scientific evidences for the whole case, as far as I'm concerned, that have been contributed by many good and decent and courageous investigators and researchers over the decades. And very, very briefly, the spot, and I don't mean a spot near, I mean the exact spot that Larry identified for me well before our first visit to England. And I think my last visit in August was like my 25th trip over. The soil that was drawn from that spot and then control samples from further out in the farmer's field where that event happened confirmed, among other things, the following: that the soil where this thing had sat had lost its ability to integrate with water and become mud. Water literally rolled off of the soil. It looks very different under an electron scanning microscope. The color of it is different to the human eye, although our laboratory analyst, who is a real person, who I stay in touch with even all these years later, he still works at a laboratory in Massachusetts. His name is Matthew Moniz, and he has done other analysis over the years, a great deal now, of other anomalous materials associated with UFO and crop circle evidence, that the metallic, tiny metallic particles that appear in this particular soil in this part of England are more than four times the amount in the affected area than in the control samples, which he could only deduce the result of a very powerful electromagnetic effect. Seed germination tests using affected soil and control sample soils show control samples, the seeds that they used grew at a normal rate and became just what they should. Repeatedly, in the affected sample, it took considerably longer for the plant to come to fruition, and it was always, his term, a mutant form of the original plant. Maybe more dramatic than anything, because this occurred 5 or 6 miles from the coast. So one would expect a certain component of sand in the soil, which there certainly is. In the control samples, it was normal. In the affected sample, there was no sand. It was reduced to silica, an interim form of glass. The sand had melted at that spot. Now, superimpose upon this Larry's actual reaction, which I recorded as that area came into view for him for the first time since the event had occurred 8 years and 2 months earlier. His reaction on audio tape is really very dramatic and subjected to voice stress analysis shows genuine emotion. Also the fact that I have two maps that he marked the location on well before we visited there, one of them many years before. Well, what can I say? This is not anecdotal. This is very physical. And for many years, John and Jim, and Halt certainly, had said Larry's event never occurred. It was induced, it was a mental aberration, it was put into his head. He was the Manchurian candidate. Well, the irony there is that it seems that Jim is the one who is walking around with a totally false memory in his head of time travelers from the future, choosing him among humanity to give this long-coded message to. And the human mind is an amazing thing. I guess, under certain circumstances, although I don't know what they would be, it's not impossible for somebody 24 hours after they, if indeed that is the sequence, given information in terms of thousands of zeros and ones in a certain order, to just copy them out into a notebook. Also, a year ago, October, Charles Halt, who has played both sides against the middle, made it very clear that he saw Peniston's notebook quite a number of times over the years and never once saw any pages with ones and zeros on them. And now they're back together again. You know, there's something very wrong here as far as this whole matrix of time travel claims. And now that John Burroughs has come forward only in these past months to confirm that he never saw, he has no memory of Jim touching the craft, of seeing the craft, and Jim never told him about it for almost 30 years. I mean, I find that harder to believe than some people find UFOs and their implications hard to believe.
Oh, boy.
I noticed that one of the photographs in the in your new book,
yeah,
of the actual spot that Larry identified, I mean, you
pretty
can tell
dramatic,
that there's some problem with the soil there, because I think, I forget how long afterwards, it was 9 or 10 years, I believe.
You're right, nothing grew there. Exactly. When we first went out there, it was 8 years and 2 months, and we could see a discoloration in the field on the spot where it sat, which Larry calls to attention on the audio tape that I had that recorder going all the time for years when we were together, and then saying, but of course, that's a coincidence. And the way I had trained myself, I didn't say, oh, my God, a trace case. I mean, it's more than 8 years. It was, yeah, there is a coincidence. It's a pretty wild one.
But I'll tell you what, we have a wild break here, and then we'll get back with more wild stuff in our final segment with Peter Robbins and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-875-6415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-875-6415. That's 1-800-875-6415. Call 1-800-875-6415.
The human body is extremely extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Peter Robbins joins us with Gene and Chris in the Paracast, and he has a free ebook for you to download, and we're going to have the links at our forum at forum.theparacast.com and on our site so you can check it out or check out Phenomena Magazine. It's called Deliberate Deception, A Case of Disinformation in the UFO Research Community.
Well, let me just first conclude a thought from our previous section, which is you're absolutely right. That photographic series that I took in June of 1990, so we're now 9.5 years after, where you see an entire field that's gone fallow, it's hay, it's yellow, except for on that exact same large oval spot, it is bright green. How is that possible? Well, it verifies the laboratory results. It took longer for things to come to fruition in that affected area. And even that long after, and I have to say, I went back again the next year, this time after consulting with the laboratory. I went back with 2-quart containers, carefully labeled. I collected soil from the affected area, from the edge, control samples from out in the field, and then had the unique experience of bringing in 15 or 20 pounds of dirt from a UFO-labeled site through security at JFK Airport, which was very entertaining in retrospect. But
Excuse me, Mr. Robbins, what's in the jars?
Oh, my. Exactly. I had to declare it. It said soil. I thought, no, I'm not going to. And then I thought, damn, if I don't, somebody is going to call me on this. A better researcher is going to get into the State Department's records. They're going to see that I committed a felony. I brought dirt in illegally. I could have poisoned all the crops in America. I've got to check it. And the official, he just, you know, took me to a little room. What is this for? Oh, it's for a book I'm researching. What do you mean? Oh, it's something that has to do with something that happened to my co-author. What happened to your co-author? Back and forth, until I finally just had to say, oh, well, he feels that it was involved in some kind of UFO thing. Thank you very much. Me and my dirt are locked in the room for a series of minutes. He returns with 3 other security people. This was before they called it the TSA, I forget, talking about 94 or so. And they're all business. They peer at the containers, and the lead guy says, tell us, quote unquote. I look at him and I say, tell you what? He said, tell us the story about the UFO. And 15 minutes later, good luck to you and Larry. The name of the book is You Left at Eastgate. We'll be looking out for it. And the final question before I left was, you're not going to open this, are you? And I immediately visualized him seeing all the Martian germs escaping into JFK Airport. No, no, it's going out FedEx tomorrow, and so it did, and the results are now published. But that was entertaining, again, as they say, in retrospect, not when it was happening.
Well, you see, right now what would happen, Peter, is they'd say, first take off your shoes.
yeah, I guess they might, and assume the position. It's been a long, strange trip, but I'll tell you what, it is a privilege to be involved in this work. I think we're all doing our best here to do important work and to get to the bottom of the most biting mystery since whenever. There is an array of forces against us doing everything it can to make us look like outsiders or mystics or crazy people or people who want to feel special. That's always been one of my favorites, and so on. And we're fighting a good fight here and doing our best. But boy, the wrenches keep coming at us.
Oh, yeah. Ain't that the truth? I know the feeling. I mean, I worked 20 years on my last book that just came out, and, you know, a solid 18 months of writing, and it's like, thank you very much. What else are you working on?
By the way, Chris, I think it has one of the most brilliant covers I have seen in a long time.
Oh, thank you.
It is a knockout, and I'm sorry that you disappeared.
I know. I felt so bad having to leave.
I
really wanted to hang around. And
it was a very fascinating talk, man, and I will read that book, but I want to get it from you.
Okay. You got one. You got one. Yeah. Here's a question here before we lose you, Peter, and this is a good question.
Yeah.
You know, we've been skirting around this issue of the possibility of disinformation coming from highly placed sources within the government, in this case, Nick Pope, possibly in the UK. But a question here from Namor, who's one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com. He's wondering if government disinformation campaigns in the UFO field are designed for counterintelligence against other countries. Are they also used for other purposes, too, such as a form of social engineering to influence populations toward a specific agenda? And do these black propaganda campaigns have more than one function? I think that's a really interesting question, and this might be a good example of how that possibility could actually exist.
Well, I agree with you. I think it's an outstanding question, and I'd be naive if I suggested that I didn't think it was the case. Of course it's a possibility, and a good one. And why not take advantage of this incredibly loaded subject, which a percentage of probably every national population is fascinated by, if not obsessed with, if not dedicated to do a little bit of social engineering or create a situation they can study and calibrate, which, of course, bureaucrats love.
You know, I find it very interesting that academia absolutely has blinders on for the most part. Even if, for instance, just to give you a for instance, even if the cattle mutilation mystery is total a non-issue, that it's all, let's say, scavenger action and misidentified natural
lasers,
the fact that people believe it should have already, I would think, people should have turned out many doctoral dissertations in sociology examining the belief in a particular mystery. And in this case, one that has, you know, thousands of pounds of physical evidence left behind. And yet we don't see a single doctoral thesis in that.
You know why? It's fear of ridicule, plain and simple. I did my own study years ago on the origins of the ridicule factor. And I spent uncharted amounts of time going into the newspaper morgue of the New York Times. This is all pre-digital. I found and printed out every single article, editorial, political cartoon, commentary, letter to the editor that had ever been published by the New York Times on this subject. I completed the project years later digitally, and I'm the only person that you will probably ever meet that has read every one of them in order repeatedly to deduce a pattern of reportage. And it hit the ground running in early July of 1947. It was, as the flagship newspaper of the Western world, it was picked up by the other print journalists and by broadcast journalists, again at the time ABC, NBC, CBS. And that ridicule factor remains incredibly powerful. For what it's worth, I observe that now, today, more and more people care less and less about what other people think about what they think about the UFO phenomena. But it's still changing 1, 2, 7 people at a time. It's not some mass movement. And short of V-type scenario where we wake up in the morning and there are giant honking mile across, you know, UFOs over the 60 biggest cities in the world, game over. I can't imagine. We are never going to disclose what we know. Our country is so dedicated to keeping the secrets, in part because to admit it would be to admit that every American president, even symbolically in their roles, be they on the left, right, conservative, Democrat, is an unindicted co-conspirator in the greatest lie of all times. And they are more loyal to themselves than they are to us.
Peter Robbins, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the things that you do.
Right now, a new website is being built, but for any of your listeners who are on Facebook, friend me there. I post everything that I'm doing, including great radio interviews like this, and we will let folks know as soon as this is ready to broadcast. I try to keep up with all my correspondence, even if I'm slow. Look for me at a conference near you in the not-too-distant future.
You can also find more of the things we do, especially our new premium service at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. If you sign up, $5 a month, $50 a year, you get an ad-free version of the Paracast and a new exclusive podcast called After the Paracast. So you'll hear more commentary about this episode. Wow, you certainly will. We're going to be doing that, and it's going to be fascinating and only available to people who sign up for Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. Chris O'Brien's site is ourstrangeplanet.com. And by the way, we're giving away a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Secrets of the Mysterious Valley. Just sign up for the Paracast newsletter at theparacast.com. Peter Robbins, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
It was a pleasure being on the air with you. And for anybody that would like to know more about my work, just go to YouTube, Google my name with the word, the letters UFO, and you'll get thousands of hits.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-